Jason Goodman showed his wife, Carol, a picture of someone that he says he would cheat on no matter what. And now he does not understand why Carol is upset. You have heard the compliment that Jason Goodman says he gave Carol. So now we want to hear from you.
All right, let's go to Nicole. Nicole, would you feel good about yourself if...
Well, it's a compliment. Just say, I mean, it's deem it as a compliment.
Jared, ask the question so that it skews in Jason's
it's
favor.
It's a compliment. I didn't say, would you? I just said
no,
a compliment.
If you, if your husband or boyfriend put you through AI and said, oh, you both are attractive, but I would leave you for the AI version, would you feel good about yourself?
No, absolutely not.
What's wrong with you?
That is not a compliment. My blood is like, my blood pressure is, I'm driving, my blood pressure is higher just listening to this conversation.
Join the club.
Really?
I'm on blood pressure medicine because of Jason.
I can see why. That is like, oh my gosh. Jason is the reason why women feel bad about themselves or have like such, want to compare themselves to magazines and, you know.
I don't think you are listening correctly.
I clearly said
here comes the mansplaining.
I clearly said that I thought she's very hot now. She just, when you run it through, and I think that's the case for anybody, men or women, you run it through ChatGPT, you say, make me look hotter. No matter what, that person's going to look hotter. So I'm not saying.
Because it's fake. But it's fake.
No,
and we can't live up to that expectation.
Yes, you can. 95% of it.
95%
of it could be done without cosmetic surgery.
All right.
Right. So. Not naturally, though. Okay.
All right, Nicole.
By saying
that was very special. That was very special.
Just special in all the wrong
She'll
ways.
She'll never forget it.
Unforgettable.
Memorable for sure.
Well, and to be fair, I put her through another one. That says, what would she look like in 10 years?
I think you need to have some alone time or like a break from your phone. I think that would probably be the best.
It was a fun little thing. She was on her phone taking photos.
Ain't so I'm nothing like, fun about it for her, I guarantee you.
Well, I said, what are we going to look like in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look who we have on the phone.
Who
in
do
a
we?
While. And very busy time for him. President Trump, good morning.
Oh,
good morning, Jared and Katie. Jason Goodman, welcome to the club. I've been ChatGPTing my wife for 3 years, basically.
Uh-huh.
So you think this is a good idea to do?
I absolutely approve it. I've been ChatGPTing myself, and it would amaze you to say that ChatGPT responds with, you're perfect the way you are, President Trump. Don't change a thing. You're in great physical shape. Your mental acuity is top-notch, better than anybody you could possibly be running against in the future. Let me be clear, Jason. I do find your wife, Carol, very attractive, and I'm sure when I do get the text message of the photo that I know you're going to send me to the private text message phone line that you have of mine. I'm looking forward to getting that so I can judge it as well.
And so in the past, because you've traded, well, as your wives got older, you kind of traded men for younger.
I kind of did. I mean, you did. You traded in for the newer model.
The newer model's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, it's not that, it had nothing to do with age. It was, again, at this age, she could look like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so President Trump, like with Melania, and I know she's 25 years younger than you. How many more years does she have till the new model comes along? Are you happy with her?
Here's what you've got to do. You've got to think of women the same way that sometimes we think of vehicles. They get some miles on them. Sometimes you upgrade to the newer model. They could be sleeker, right? They could be in a little bit better condition. They've got new features, upgraded features, correct?
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do right now. Melania's still decent mileage. We're starting to go to the shop a little bit too much, so we could be looking for an upgrade, and I will be asking ChatGPT to help me find that next upgrade.
Oh, wow. No, you heard it here
first. And you know this better than I do. Sometimes you get a better deal when you buy two cars at once. All right, buddy?
That's right, Jason. All right, and so, and then busy time with some of the celebrations going on. How's that going? I know you're busy, but you had a chance to call in real quick. But any thoughts on that with America?
I absolutely was destined to be the president of the greatest country in the world on its 250th. What an honor. What a great privilege. It was the reason I was born, actually. This was planned. My birth was planned when we discovered America 250 years ago. It was planned that I would be here, and I will be here. Mark my words. for the 500th. Go ahead and write it down. I will be here for the 500th. We will have another UFC fight on the lawn. It will be tremendous. You'll never believe it. It'll be viewed from space. Can you believe this? The White House will actually be in space at the time of this fight.
And what wife will you be on at when you're at the 500th?
In 250 more years, that will be another at least 100, 120 wives.
All right.
I'm sure at that point they'll be mostly robotic. I will still be very healthy, in great shape. We know this.
We do. We know this, right?
Okay. ChatGPT said it.
It said it, so it has to be true.
Absolutely. And you know, if it's on the internet, especially Truth Social, it's true.
Now, President Trump... I don't want to put you on the spot, but we do a lot. Now, Katie, when she was with her husband, mm-hmm. a waitress came up to her and said that she was a baddie in formation. They mm-hmm. say she was hot. What are your thoughts?
That sounds like terrible, terrible language. I can't believe they would say something so hurtful to you, Katie.
Oh, I know. I think it was a compliment. As Jason says, it was a compliment.
Yeah. Baddie in formation.
I've called plenty of terrible people baddies. They're horrible people. So the fact that they discussed you that way, it should be outlawed to call someone a baddie to their face. Do it the way I do, behind their back or on national television.
National television. Okay. Oh, all right. All right. Okay. Well, we know you're busy. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Happy birthday to the greatest country in the world. Celebrate the way all Americans should by shooting Roman candles at your next door neighbor.
that was it.
He's done. He's busy.
Yeah. It's a very busy time.
He's a very busy person.